In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Question. What does this have anything to do with what we celebrate today? What does this little plastic egg with, three musketeers, what does this have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Oh, nice catch. Well, I'll tell you. If you think about what an egg, like a normal egg, not a plastic candy one, what is it a symbol of? What does it reveal to us? If you've got an egg in a nest, you know, you can be pretty sure that eventually it will be a new life. Something new will spring forth from that egg. Life will hatch forth, and the cycle of life will continue. And so that's what we see on Easter, why we use eggs as these symbols that show us new life. And, you know, we get some yummy chocolate to go along with it, which really has nothing to do with the resurrection. So we have this idea that on Easter we are celebrating new life. And this morning, we get to do that in two very distinct ways. The first way is sort of this universal way in which we see Christ triumphing over death. It began last week with Palm Sunday and the triumphal entry, and then we walked through the drama of Holy Week. Wednesday came, and we saw Judas selling out his rabbi and his master. On Thursday, we have the richness of the Last Supper, the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the washing of the feet, and the new command to love one another as Jesus has loved us. We skip to Friday, and we watch as our Lord is crucified. Saturday, we wait in the eerie silence of death and the tomb. Last night, we lit the new fire of Easter. We experienced the resurrection in the first Mass of Easter. And this morning, we gather together to proclaim that Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. And we experience the resurrection. We experience what Christ did for us through that drama, through his taking up his cross, and through his destruction of death itself. He went down into the lower places to free the captives from death, and he rose to destroy death for all of us, so that we no longer have to experience death. He has conquered it. It is done. And he provides new life for all of us. And so we gather this morning to celebrate this Easter miracle, this triumph, this victory for all of mankind, undoing Adam's sin and raising us to new life. And so that's the first way in which we experience this new life on Easter morning, on this glorious morning. The second way in which we will experience this new life is a bit more personal. It is a specific instance of individuals being born into new life. After I finish talking up here, we have candidates to be baptized. And we will ask them some questions, and we will talk about the covenant that they are now going to be a part of, and we will be bringing them into this family. We will be giving them individually new life in Christ. In baptism, we insert ourselves into that great story of Christ. We are called to take up our crosses as Christians who follow our Master. We die with Christ in his death that we can be raised to new life through water and the Spirit. And we will experience the joys of Easter. in our baptisms. And so here in a moment, we will take young Jason and Mason, we will take them to the back and we will drown them in the waters of baptism. Not really, don't worry, I'm not going to drown you. And we will raise them to new life so they can become a resurrection people with us. They can join us in the church in the glory of the resurrected Christ and experience all the joys of Easter. And so on this morning, we have so much to celebrate. We have so much to be joyful for. Christ has destroyed death. Christ has left the empty tomb. And Christ calls each of us to new life, to be lived with Him, that we will never experience death, but life everlasting. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.